But first, philosopher Daniel Dennett, one of the leading advocates of evolutionary theory and a fierce critic of creationism. In his book, Darwin's Dangerous Idea, he makes the case that evolution is like a universal acid, an idea so radical that it eats away everything it touches. Steve Paulson asked Dennett to explain what he means.
The idea of universal acid was the idea of an acid that could eat through anything. So what on earth could you keep it in? You couldn't keep it in glass because it could eat through glass just the way it could eat through a tin can. And then it occurred to me that there's a certain sense in which Darwinism is an idea like that, that really does turn everything upside down. Before Darwin, we had the idea, and people still have it, of course, that it takes a big, fancy, smart thing to make a less intelligent thing. You never see a pot making a potter. You never see a horseshoe making a blacksmith. And along comes Darwin and says, it doesn't have to be that way. We can turn the process upside down. We can have a process of natural selection, which itself has no intelligence, has no foresight. It's completely ignorant in a certain sense. And it just mechanically sifts and sorts and sifts and sorts. It's just a brute mechanical process. And over time, if certain conditions are met, out of this unintelligent process will emerge creation.
But you're saying that what that does, I mean, that notion of Darwinism, it does away with the creator. I mean, there's no place for a creator in Darwin's theory of evolution.
That's right. There is no place for an intelligent creator. The work that an intelligent creator would have to do can be done by the process of natural selection. Our species, Homo sapiens, we're mammals. We're products of evolution, and our brains are material organs. There's no such thing as an immortal soul, as a separate immaterial entity. That's a fragile myth that science can't support at all.
You're saying if you accept evolution by natural selection, the soul goes out the window, because there's no way to account for the evolution of the soul.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Or let me put it slightly differently, because my own work, of course, on consciousness and the brain has particularly dealt with this problem. And an Italian journalist interviewed me, and the paper ran a wonderful headline, "Yes, we have a soul, but it's made of lots of tiny robots." And I thought, that's brilliant. That's exactly my position. Yeah, we do have a soul. That is to say, human beings are different from all other species. We are the moral animal. We are the ones whose minds have the sorts of developments, the sorts of complexities that make us morally responsible in a way that no dog or bear or chimpanzee or dolphin even is responsible. But this is itself a perfectly natural phenomenon. It evolved. We can explain it evolutionarily.
Why is evolution the hot spot in the science and religion debate? I mean, why doesn't quantum physics inspire this kind of controversy, or artificial intelligence?
It's interesting. I think that artificial intelligence would inspire very much the same anger, and in some quarters it does. It's just not well enough known or believed in. But why has this confrontation over evolution not died away a long time ago? I don't think I know. I don't think anybody knows. It's a bit of a scandal that we don't know why creationism should maintain its popularity in the face of 150 years of just stunningly successful biology. And yet, the hostility and the ignorance of evolutionary biology is just breathtaking, and it's spreading.
Philosopher Daniel Dennett speaking with Steve Paulson. His latest book is called Breaking the Spell: Religion as a Natural Phenomenon.